Welcome to the Language is Music podcast. On this podcast, you will hear interviews and presentations done by Susanna Zreisky, the author of Language is Music. You can find out more information about Language is Music and about how you can learn foreign languages using music and the media at Susanna's website, languageismusic.com, www.languageismusic.com. We hope you enjoy this podcast. My name is Susanna Zreisky, and I'm the author of the book Language is Music. And when I was in Istanbul in November, I had the pleasure of meeting Aaron Myers from the Everyday Language Learning website. And he took me out to lunch, and we talked about language learning and what he's doing. And I wanted to interview him so that more people could learn about what he's doing to help people learn languages. So Aaron, could you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah. My wife and I and our two kids moved to Istanbul 4 years ago, and I was a teacher before we came. My wife is an ESL teacher. I was a high school teacher and an ESL teacher, and I think we thought we would probably teach when we got here, but as we got into doing different things, we realized that there was just a lot of people struggling to learn languages, and so I started language coaching and writing helpful ideas, information, encouragement, tips, suggestions at the Everyday Language Learner blog. And I've been doing that for about a year now. So it's good to be with you.
Very good. All right. So you mentioned that you have two children, and were they born in Istanbul, and how is their Turkish? And what is it like? I'm curious what it's like to raise children in a country, in a new country, and how do you maintain their English?
Yeah. My daughter was a year and a half when we came, and my son was 3 and a half. So we came in January, and in the spring they turned 4 and 2. I was thinking about this, and I think I'll start at first with their Turkish. Their Turkish is both their Turkish is really good. One of the things we did when we got here, is we found a Turkish lady. She basically has made a career out of working with foreigners, watching their kids, kind of like a nanny, but she doesn't do anything else. She just hangs out with the kids and really sees her job as to give them language. And she had worked for some ESL teachers in the past. So she was good. She'd be like, here's the blue car. Malachi, can you give me the blue car? Where's the blue car? Is it beside the red car? So she'd play these games, and it was really great to watch her and the way she was just so much, just rich, rich, creating a rich, rich learning environment and intentionally doing so. Mm-hmm. So my son really enjoyed his time with her. My daughter didn't as much. She was a little younger, but he really took off with it and did really well. And then about a year after that, we put both the kids in a Turkish daycare, and it was a small little daycare, and they both really took off then. They both had a good foundation from working with Zeynep, our nanny, I guess is what you call her, and she was, 3-4 days a week she'd come for 4 or 5 hours. It wasn't like every day and every week was a little different, but so then they were in daycare 5 days a week, 5-6 hours a day. And they, both of them really took off. My son is a real talker anyway. And he really did really well. In fact, at one point his Turkish teacher told us that he talked better than the other Turkish boys. And I joked with her. I think the reality isn't that he talks better. It's just that he talks more. but I remember taking him in the first day, and he was, obviously a little scared. And one of the kids in the class was like, oh, he doesn't speak Turkish. And my son he's like, I do too. And he said it in Turkish right back to this kid. And I thought, oh, well, he's good. So, last year though, we put them in a foreigner school. So their school now is in English. But they really kept their Turkish well. Part of that is we are fortunate enough to live in a really good neighborhood with a lot of kids. We've got across the hall neighbors who have a 7-year-old boy. It's the same age as our son. We've got a downstairs neighbor who has a daughter's about a year younger than our daughter. So we're just really fortunate, and we've got, those kids are in our house pretty much every day, just coming over to play. And so they're, even though they're in school in English all day, they're in Turkish still as well. But we did a lot of things too in the beginning, and still do, where we watch movies in Turkish. And Turkey has a really fantastic dubbing industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so even for me, like watching the Cars movie, like I'd watched that movie so many times in English with my son that I basically had it memorized. So the first time I watched it in Turkish, it was just like, oh man, I am getting so much of this because I knew what they were saying. And it just, you know, that background knowledge, that it just like made it such a rich Turkish resource for me and from our kids as well. And so at this point, they really, you know, like if we watch a movie, like yesterday, we were like, you know, guys, what do you want to watch? And we've got these, I don't know, the Turkish government put out these like classic cartoons. It's like Treasure Island and White Fang and Moby Dick. And we went through and they picked out Moby Dick in Turkish. It's a really silly version of Moby Dick, a 50-minute cartoon. But they just, at this point, they really don't care if they watch something in English or Turkish too much. And so that's been good, and they've grown to love Turkish culture. And then, so there's been a connection there. Coming with younger kids, I think, is easier than you see kids coming with older kids, and it's can be harder to break in. I think anybody can understand that. But so they really did well with that. Now, as far as, you know, maintaining English, it hasn't really been an issue. And even if we continued to send the kids to Turkish school, I don't really see it as having been an issue, because we speak English in the home. There's enough there for them to really continue. Now, the point that would have come up is at some point the academic English wouldn't have been there. In the event that they would go back to a school in the States, you know, it wouldn't have been there. And had they continued to go to Turkish school, we probably would have, my wife and I are both teachers. And so we would have probably done some supplemental kind of homeschooling type stuff as well to kind of just make sure that they're understanding how to write in English and read in English and all of those things.
So would you recommend to parents who are in a country with their kids to watch these movies that they're familiar with in English in the local language? Like in this case, it was dubbed in Turkish, because it seemed like for you, let's say if you were watching that Cars movie, once you first got to Turkey, that would have been a great way for you to learn some Turkish, right? Because you already knew it in English.
Yep. No, absolutely. And you know, I like a lot of my coaching clients are families, and that's one of the struggles when you first move to a country as a family. There's just a lot going on. You're trying to do whatever your job requires of you. You're trying to learn the language. You also want to spend quality time with your kids. And so, you know, for us, for example, on CNBC here, like on Saturday and Sunday morning, we can watch Dora the Explorer, Diego, in Turkish. It's dubbed in Turkish. And so, you know, I can sit down and hang out with my kids. We can sit down and watch the Cars movie with my kids, pop a bowl of popcorn, you know, have kind of a fun family night, but do it in Turkish. It creates a way for as adults to continue to get more input, which is going to help you. It continues to help your kids,
mm-hmm.
And it's too often we kind of separate this out, like and this is Turkish time and this is English time, and by like doing that with our kids, it's like we kind of married those things and. It was really a good thing. For sure, I think that watching dubbed movies is a fantastic resource, because I always talk about, and there's this idea of comprehensible input, that we learn languages when we understand the messages. And so if I watch Dora the Explorer, Dora is like the ultimate language learning guru. Like she walks down the road and she's like, look, I'm walking, walking, walking down the road, down the road, walking down the road. And she just repeats these things over and over again. And so like watching these, like, I was learning tons of new verbs from Dora and Diego, these cartoons, because they are written in such a way that they're a great resource for English language learners, but also for just language learning. There's just a lot of repetition. We're narrating what we're doing. There's lots of visual. And I wouldn't get that if I were watching a Turkish cartoon that I had, that was just a regular cartoon about topics that I didn't know. Likewise, if I watched a dub movie like Cars or any movie that I love, and I always encourage people, write down your five favorite movies of all time and find those in dubbed versions. Because when you're watching them, one, you like the movie. It makes it easier to watch something that you like. Two, you know the storyline, you know what the characters are saying. And then when you hear the new language, there's a connection being made with those sounds that you're hearing that wouldn't be made if you were just watching a Turkish domestic film. Now, I also want to watch Turkish movies because now I'm going to get, you know, when someone enters a room, they're going to greet people the way Turks greet people. Right. And there's so much to learn from that. But I think especially at the beginning, I want to encourage people even to watch more of kind of like dubbed movies, read novels that they've read before, that they're familiar with the story. Because then you're going to be, it's just going to create a much richer learning environment. Your mind's going to be able to make more connections. Like the Cars movie, the opening scene, Lightning McQueen's at the back of the truck, and he's just saying, I am Steed. And it's like, in Turkish, he says, Huzz. And it's like, oh, now I just learned the word for speed. You know, I didn't even have to look the word up because I knew what he was saying. And so that's, yeah, I think dubbed movies are a great resource for any language learning. As a family, it can be a great resource to not feel like, oh, I've got to go. I want to make sure that people are taking care of their families. And I always tell my coaching clients, you never want to sacrifice your family on the altar of language learning. And at the same time, you can do a lot of language learning with your family as a family. Get your kids more excited. Kids become fluent so that they can function and feel more comfortable in the culture.
Thank you for listening to the Language is Music podcast. You can find out more information about learning languages through music at languageismusic.com.